Hey, Lily Wong here, and this is Fly With Lily podcast. Life can throw us unexpected curveballs of all kinds, from the loss of a loved one, career change, or family problems. For me, it was the loss of my mother and my marriage. The worst experiences of my life led to the most euphoric learning experience and life journey I ever could have imagined. My journey led me dive within myself, overcome my fears, drop disempowering beliefs, and remove mental limitations. From motivation, language learning, business, nomadic life stories, or world travel, to just plain dropping your baggage, Fly With Lily podcast offers the inspiration you need to open yourself to this world of opportunities without limits.
If you never go, you'll never know. The original plan was interrupted and changed as a result of Pally's sudden visit. I dropped my plans to visit Berlin and some cities in Poland. However, it was well worth it. Even though he was no longer by my side, his kindness and sweetness would always stay in my heart. I was grateful to have met him on my journey. It was definitely nice to get together with Pally. However, saying goodbye to him left me feeling sad and emotionally drained. I asked Rike, my friend in Copenhagen, if I could stay with her one more night to recover my energy. I asked to cook for her to thank her for her kindness the other day too. Rike was so sweet and prepared chicken and vegetables for both of us, and I cooked beef dumplings that evening. We also watched a documentary about Peru, where I had visited that May, and shared some wine together. My soul really needed this space and time to recharge and recover. As I grew as a traveler, I learned to be independent, but also knew when to depend on others too. I decided to take a cheap flight to Budapest the next day so I could skip a day on the train. My host in Budapest was very nice and offered to pick me up at the airport. Though he charged a small fee, I thought it was pretty fair. The host, Peter, lived a semi-retired life by trading in the morning and doing Airbnb business on the side. In his free time, he was interested in energy healing work, so he also offered Reiki and massage to his friends. He also ran the tour business, so I was happy to support, and I bought a tour bus ticket and also a ticket to the famous hot spring from him. After all, he gave me a private bedroom to stay in his beautiful apartment in downtown Budapest. That was very generous and sweet, and he also cooked breakfast for me the next morning. Budapest was big and extremely beautiful. It was right to get a bus ticket because I could navigate around the city quickly. When I was traveling, I usually don't really care too much about checking out the sights. I like to wander and absorb the energy of the city and love seeing where fate takes me. The food was also very inexpensive in Budapest, and I especially enjoyed the pastries a lot. I had a huge sweet bread roll called Tradenek for 3 euros and a croissant with pistachio paste for 2.5 euros. Tradenek is very popular in different countries in Central Europe, and the warmth, sugar, and flavor are perfect on a cold winter day. I didn't know if it was because I was alone or what, but time seemed really slow. I guess maybe I was still recovering after separating from Pally. In 2 days, I visited the most scenic spots in Budapest, went to the hill, went on a boat ride, and also visited the famous Hot Spring Palace. Sometimes people say it must be lonely to travel by yourself, but for me, I quite enjoy my own company. I could still see my host and share food and chat in the evening, so it was a good balance. Stay tuned, there's much more to come. In the next episode, I'll be sharing interesting stories that occurred in Bratislava, Slovakia.
This has been another episode of the Fly with Lily podcast. So what now? Go to flywithlily.com to download my gift for you to help work on your abundant lifestyle, or contact me directly for a consultation. This show takes a lot of work and planning, so if you enjoyed it, please consider a 5-star review on iTunes, following on Facebook and Instagram at flywithlily, or come up and give our crew a hug on the street when you are on your journey. Thanks for listening, and remember, life's curveballs can be your best opportunities.